Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark.
Chicago, bring us back. 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Kathy Perry is here. KP is our social media guru. And you can find her at kathyperry.com. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. I'm Jim with a J, and we're talking about LinkedIn this segment, right, Kathy?
Yes, LinkedIn. They are trying to make their advertising
the least creepiest, the least creepiest of the social media.
Yes. Yes, they are, which is interesting because Microsoft owns them. But, yeah. You know, they have launched a new tool that is called interest targeting. So, yeah, obviously we've had this for quite some time with Facebook. LinkedIn's catching up, and they're saying, hey, well, okay, you have some interest on your profile, so let's be able to target those. And actually, you can, when you're putting together a campaign with LinkedIn, an ad campaign, you can use more than 200 professional interest topics. So it allows you to zero in a little bit better with your ads so that they're matching interests that people have said that.
So when we produce a press release and we put it up on web, a PR web or something like that, we're able to go in and select the disciplines that we pay for,
yes,
for certain numbers of channels, and we're able to select certain channels and disciplines to put that out to. Is that sort of like this?
Yes. So it's letting you now, if you wanted to take that same information, create an ad in LinkedIn and target those same types of, you know, business attributes or categories, it lets you do that now.
With ads, you know, not with messages or
with the ads.
Just with ads.
You know. This is with the marketing campaign. So it's really allowing you to, you know, target better. And you know, where in the past it just hadn't been as robust, and now they are seeing a definite increase. The agencies that are now, you know, using that with their targeting are definitely seeing an increase. So, you know, I think it was a much needed addition for LinkedIn because more people spend a lot more time in their LinkedIn news feeds. There's, you know, it's relevant in a business to business world. So
LinkedIn is a very productive.
Very productive.
Of all of the platforms, and the social platforms, I'll say.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Google. I'm not talking about Amazon, but the social platforms, LinkedIn is the professional one. It's the one where there seems to be some level of decorum, some level of ethical bearing by the participants. It seems like
always a business, you know, business to business environment. So it's very professional still.
However, I do get pitches from people that I didn't remember agreeing to link to them, but I guess I did. But I get pitches from people sometimes that are not good, they're not cool. You know, they're presuming too much.
Those are lead generation campaigns that are targeting your inbox.
Right.
Which is different than an ad in your newsfeed.
Right.
So
and those are kind of abusive and creepy. And that's not.
Yes,
that,
there's a lot of.
I don't like those. I don't appreciate those, and I get rid of them as soon as I can.
Yeah.
So, but
yes,
okay, so interesting. That's good for LinkedIn for doing that.
It's a good for LinkedIn. Yeah, this is a nice addition to their toolkit. They needed that, and I think that it's a big plus for them.
So it's interesting to me that LinkedIn, let's assume LinkedIn's algorithms are no more ethically based than Facebook is. Is the decorum, is the ethical bearing that we seem to have on LinkedIn, do we think that's because of the users as opposed to the Facebook users or the Twitter users? Or do we think it's could it be the algorithms?
Yeah.
What do you think?
No, I think it's a combination. I don't think LinkedIn captures and tracks everything the way Facebook does.
So they do have some restraint. They do say what I encourage people to say.
Restraint.
Just because I can doesn't mean that I should.
Right, and so their whole platform is structured differently than a Facebook, and Facebook is dealing with the consumer. And so it's a mass.
It's a wild, wild west.
Yes, it is. Where LinkedIn is dealing with business people.
So you think Facebook is programming their platform to mirror the higher expectations of decorum of their users? Is that what you think?
Well.
It seems
I'm gonna
give them a little bit of credit. I'm gonna say that could it seems to me like that might be the case.
Well, I don't know. I think for Facebook it's based on greed. It's based
of course.
On No rules.
I think there's some rules over on LinkedIn. I need to get those guys on the show and ask them about that, don't I? Hold on to that thought. Right back with Kathy Perry. We're going to talk about Snapchat. I love Snapchat. You know that, right? Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.